Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Baby, you're my greatest love for several reasons.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
How cocky does he get about his fishing, by the way? The other day, we're sitting there in a meeting, we're talking about potential listener gatherings and stuff. And John Lopez, just unsolicited, just sits there with a little smirk on his face. You know how John Lopez smiles. He's got that little smirk on his face. Face brightens up, puts his arms across his chest, and goes, "Oh, we'll fill that bitch up."
This is In the Loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Drivers, start your engines!
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? TGIF. It is Friday on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Payday to some of you, which means for about 2 hours, you were rich. Then you woke up, you had to pay rent. Now you Poe again, and I'm Poe right there with you. In the Loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, keeping us on the air.
A lot
of people can relate to that. Shout out to the loopholes. Shout out to the people of Houston, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You know who else is looking for a payday, Mr. Lopez?
Who's looking for a payday?
Antonio Brown.
Dang right he is.
And it seems like Mad Radio has been sold on the thought of bringing Antonio Brown to the Texans.
Either that or they've been doing mushrooms.
They've been doing mushrooms, some more than others. I don't want to say that Wade Smith's been playing a little bit of Madden, but it appears that Wade Smith might be playing a little bit of Madden because the hypothetical trade he threw out today for Antonio Brown, not only do I think I would do that in about 0.6 seconds if I were the Houston Texans, if Brian Gain is able to make that trade, the one that Wade Smith threw out there, I'm giving him executive of the year. I'm giving him executive of the year before he even makes a draft selection. Wade Smith threw this out there. We'll hear that in just a second. But before that, John Lopez, I got to ask you. I need you to tell me whether or not I made the right or wrong decision today.
All right. What was the decision?
It's Friday. I'm feeling a little bit crazy. I've been working out a little bit more. I've been eating a little bit healthy. You know, it's 1 week on, 1 week off, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, where I eat like crap for 2 weeks. And then you think my diet's too much of a roller coaster, which I completely understand. I completely support you. But on the way in, not once, but twice, I almost stopped at Whataburger because I wanted to eat a cheeseburger for breakfast. Did I make the right decision by going through Whataburger twice? Because I don't know whether I'm proud of myself or whether I'm pissed off at myself.
Yeah, Friday's a cheat day, man. You probably should have went ahead and gotten that Whataburger.
And you know my theory on this, right?
What is that?
You never get fresher Whataburger than you will in the morning because they have to make the fresh fries.
Yeah.
They got to make the burger. So all you drunk people that are going to go get drunk tonight, when it's 3 a.m. and you want that Whataburger, just go home, go to sleep, wake up at like 6 or 7, whatever it is, go get you some Whataburger. It's fresh. I'm regretting my decision, but it's okay, John. I can make up for it after the show.
You're darn right you can. Nothing like, man, now you got me thinking about a Whataburger. Why would you do that?
Well, I'm just telling you, man. It was hard for me. It was very hard for me to do.
You should have done it.
And you know what else is good for breakfast? Pizza.
Pizza
is... Why don't they have any 24-hour pizza spots?
Because it's not as good. It's not as good for breakfast unless it's leftovers.
Oh, you're crazy.
Cold pizza, man.
How many times have you had it? You can't say that, John, because the one thing I learned when I was 5 years old and I read Green Eggs and Ham is you can't knock it till you try it. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say you've never had a fresh pizza for breakfast, so you can't say whether it's better or not.
Yeah, but cold pizza is awesome, and I can't imagine anything better than that.
Yeah, and I'm just getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime, but...
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
I'm skinny fat, Figgy. There's a difference between being fat and skinny fat. I can embrace the skinny fatness. I'm like Matthew McConaughey between movies.
Is he skinny fat?
He can be when he's trying to get ready for the role. He's either going to get really jacked or he's going to get real skinny.
Yeah.
Do you think he's he's like impacting himself poorly with the things he's doing, like the
way he goes
body
up and
roller
down.
Coaster.
They say not to do that. Who's they? I don't know, but they say not to do that.
Who is they?
But I mean, the guy's got all the money in the world. I'm sure he's eating right. I'm sure he's doing it the right way. No doubt.
No, there's no way in Dallas Buyers Club he was doing things the right way.
Well, Dallas Buyers Club, he probably just starved himself so he could look emaciated.
Yeah, that's not the right way.
Yeah, well, in that one instance is what I'm saying.
The offseason's driving everybody crazy.
Especially and Wade Smith.
We are 4 days away from the combine, 17 days away from free agency. Wade Smith was on Mad Radio this morning, and the idea of Antonio Brown coming to town was thrown out. I don't think Mark Vandermeer likes it. But he was open to Mike's sales pitch of Antonio Brown coming. We just don't know what it would cost. You and I have both said be willing to trade maybe a second, a third, and maybe Will Fuller for Antonio Brown. But this is the trade proposal that my man Wade Smith threw out there. And I came up in the studio between Crosstalk. And I grabbed Wade's hand and I said, hey, let me see those thumbs. I want to make sure they aren't broken from all the Madden you've been playing. Although I don't even think Madden would accept this trade proposal.
I will say this. Trading a second round draft pick, I think that's a little bit too high. I have a different scenario that I would pose to get Antonio Brown here. I would trade Will Fuller and a fifth round pick for Antonio Brown and 2 6th round picks. The Steelers are going to get back. Like Will Fuller, when he's healthy, is a legitimate number two receiver in the NFL. But the problem is for the Texans is he hasn't stayed healthy. But you trade them a fifth round pick, which that you take a fifth round pick over the 2 6, right? But you're getting rid of, Landry just texted me. That doesn't even go through on Madden. I don't care about Madden. I'm talking about real life here. Well,
all right. So here we go. Let's pretend that I'm Brian Gaine.
Okay.
And you're the Steelers general manager. Okay. The Steelers general manager, who by the way, just said that Ben Roethlisberger has a bunch of kids, whatever the heck that means, Mr. Colbert. So. I'm Brian Gaine. I'm going to call you up right now. All right. You ready? All right. Here you go. Yes. Hey, Mr. Colbert. This is Brian Gaine of the Houston Texans.
What's happening, man? How you doing? How are things down there? How's my man Deshaun?
I'm doing very good. Mm-hmm. I understand that Antonio Brown is unhappy.
He is.
And I would like to make a splash this offseason, and I would like to acquire Antonio Brown from you. Mm-hmm. And I also understand that Will Fuller has trouble staying healthy, but
right.
I feel like despite the fact that you have Juju Smith-Schuster and James Washington on your roster, who you drafted last year, I feel like I would like to throw Will Fuller and a fifth-round pick your way in return for one of the best receivers in the NFL, Antonio Brown.
Will Fuller and a fifth for Antonio Brown?
Yes. Does that interest you?
Vaguely interests me. You got to juice it a little bit.
No, I need you to juice it. I think you need to throw in a couple sixths.
Wait, hold on a second. You want me to give you Antonio Brown, arguably the best receiver in the NFL, for Will Fuller in a fifth, and you want me to throw in 2 sixes?
Yeah, it's only fair.
This is what I think of that. This is what I think of that right there.
Okay.
That's what I think of that. That's what I think of that.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I got you on the go. What? The offseason's driving us all crazy. We're all going nuts. We're all sitting here playing Madden. Even the smart guy like Wade Smith.
Here's the thing. Ask me again.
Yes. May I please have Antonio Brown?
What would you like?
I want 2 sixths.
You're going to send me Will Fuller and a fifth?
Will Fuller and a fifth.
For Antonio Brown and 2 sixes?
Yes.
Can I throw in a second and a third? Can I give you Antonio Brown a second, a third, and 2 sixes for Will Fuller and a fifth?
You know what? Now that I think about it. I kind of would like James Conner as well. He had a good year. He's still on his rookie deal. Can you throw in James Conner?
All right, this is the best deal I can offer you. Antonio Brown, a second, a third, 2 sixes, and Conner. That's the best I can offer.
I mean, we're talking about Will Fuller here. I think you got to throw in.
And a fifth.
Man, I don't know, man. Could you give me some stock in Hines? Could I get some Hines stock along with that?
All right, how about this? I'll give you Antonio Brown, a second, a third, James Conner, 2 sixes, and 1,000 shares of Hunts.
All right, you got it. Deal. Done. Antonio Brown, welcome to the squad.
Oh, wait, I love you, man. But
we're crazy.
We're going crazy around here. Now, to be fair, I'm gonna do a solid for Wade Smith because I like him so much. All right. To be fair, this Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's no fault of their own, but the Pittsburgh Steelers did break the golden rule of negotiating. They basically
showed their hand.
Well, no, it's like selling a car when all the buyers know you have to sell the car. There is no choice. You've got to get rid of this car. Whether it's whatever, you need the money or whatever. And so the Pittsburgh Steelers are over a barrel, but Antonio Brown and 2 sixes for Will Fuller and a fifth?
I just don't know why they would have to throw in the 2 sixes. Even if they didn't.
Even Will Fuller and a fifth.
If you could trade Will Fuller and a fifth for Antonio Brown.
Yesterday. Do it yesterday.
Brian Gain, General Manager of the Year.
Yes.
Hey, I might. You know what? If Brian Gain was able to get Antonio Brown for Will Fuller and a fifth, and the Steelers threw in 2 6.
Not even doing that.
4 days from now, when the NFL Combine starts and John McClain joins us live from the NFL Combine, he needs to begin the process of getting Gain into the Hall of Fame. He needs to start a sales pitch right
starts
now.
Starts lobbying
to get Brian
for him
He'd
right
be
away.
First ballot, too.
He would be.
He'd be first ballot. He'd be first ballot as well. It's Football Friday on In the Loop. Coming up next, the Texans can clear even more cap space than they already have. And should the team move on from Lamar Miller? You're in the loop with Landry, John, and Figgy on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.